Inspired by Mark Twain, let's save some ants. This is David and I'm here with
John.
And our aim is to discuss some topics, and no ants will be injured in the production of these discussions.
Sorry?
What are you up to, mate?
Just filming.
Just filming?
Yeah, just filming for a YouTube video.
Are you? Oh, you're one of them, are you?
One
you
of
filming,
what?
You're filming on site, are you?
Filming on site? What
you're
do you
right.
mean?
Are you alright, mate?
What do you mean by filming on site? Do you mean standing on site, or do you mean filming into the site?
Are you alright? You seem a bit... not drunk enough, are you?
The subject this time, prejudice. Welcome to Little Shakers.
No. Well, I'm in control of a motor vehicle.
Well, I don't know. Are you?
Well, that bike's electric.
Oh, right. Oh, you live locally then, do you?
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's it for one of your videos on site, is it?
What's your job position?
Ah, what are you working for?
Ah, right, you're one of those, are you?
So, no, just what's it for, mate? What are you
doing? Is this a one-way conversation?
Hmm?
Is this a one-way conversation?
Well, if I come round your house and started videoing through your windows and stuff...
Do you live here?
Pardon?
Is there anybody indecent here? Getting changed?
Well, yes, there is, actually.
Have you not provided them with a private space to do that? You put a changing room facing a window, have you?
What's that?
I won't repeat myself.
Whatever questions you ask, are you some kind of pervert or something?
You're the one that came out onto the public footpath asking me questions.
Mate, come on.
Don't swear at me.
Why not?
Because public order offence.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, don't fucking start giving me all that
don't
shit.
Don't swear. Am I swearing at you?
What?
Am I swearing at you?
You swear at me if you don't like.
No, thank you. Listen.
Yeah.
Oi, listen.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Back to work.
Yeah.
Back to work right now.
Oh, you can't tell me that, mate.
Just did.
Did you?
Yeah. Back to work.
Huh? Yeah.
DJ. 1 second, my friend. I'm just going to finish this conversation because he's not being very pleasant.
Are you DJ?
I'll be with you in a moment.
He's being very evasive.
Can be whatever I want, nothing to do with you. I don't work for you. I don't answer to you.
Whoa, calm yourself down, boy.
Back to work.
Calm yourself. Don't talk to me about
back to
calm
work.
Calm yourself down.
No.
Do you pay
I'm not the
wages,
one who's swearing.
Then? Do you pay more wages?
Sorry?
Do you pay more wages?
Probably, yeah.
Do you?
I'm a taxpayer. You probably claim something from the government, don't you?
Okay, no. I've never claimed a fucking penny in my life, mate.
Prove it.
So don't think me of that.
Prove it.
Well, tell me who you are then. Tell me who you are.
What, like you told me who you was when
what?
I politely asked?
Huh?
There we go.
Well,
one-way conversation, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back to work.
It's a shame you haven't got a proper job, really, isn't it?
Is it?
It's a shame you couldn't get yourself a proper job.
That's your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Any more insults while you're at it?
Well, you've been evasive to us.
Also, someone being evasive deserves insults, do they?
Well, if you're being evasive, yes. Come around and take photos.
Okay. If that's how Fountain Frozen Foods want to portray the company by somebody outside. I told you I'm filming for a YouTube video, didn't I? Yeah?
Yeah.
That wasn't good enough. I wanted to know who I'm talking to. What's your position? Just so I can see if, am I talking to the cleaner, the manager, supervisor, what?
I'm
that's nothing spot, to do
mate.
With you.
I'm a dog spot, mate.
I know you are. I can tell that by your attitude. You're not getting no information out of me, mate.
Would you?
Back to work.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
Leave you alone?
Yeah. I'm filming. Filming frozen foods. Fountain Frozen. And you are now on the video. Start the show.
I know. Yeah.
Any advice for him? What would you say he should do right now?
Smack him in the smack.
There you go. And there, back to work.
It's pretty time they got a proper job really, isn't it?
Proper job? He don't think we earn money from
are
this.
You DJ?
I'll tell you in a minute because Andy's being a bit rude.
Yeah, see, I can tell by his voice.
He's allowed to do that.
Yeah, I know he is.
And
I'm trying to think of his name, because they released his name, don't they?
This is what you call backpedalling.
Yeah.
He's trying to redeem the situation so he don't look too bad, but he's already swore.
Yeah,
he said get a job and all this
huh?
that.
Have you watched his videos? So?
Yeah. Oh, hell no one has ever smacked you.
I'll never know.
No, I'm not, because you obviously you're on the rock and roll, and all you do all day...
I'm on the what?
You're on the rock and roll.
What's that mean?
You're on the rock and roll.
What's that mean?
You know, and all he does is sit there
Doll.
And...
The goal?
Yeah. And all you do all day
he's not,
is
not.
Is he? Huh?
He's not.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's great to hear their opinion because they think that the cameraman outside is the scum of the earth on the dole.
No, I'll be on. I've watched.
Have to answer to him.
Yeah. I have watched nearly every video he does, Andy. And he puts good light on companies.
Yeah.
I was
bad
trying.
Companies, he put bad views, but he puts
but
the good bits in.
Yeah, but you'd come and say something first.
Don't need to, mate.
They don't.
Oh, no,
I don't want to interfere.
As we see, Andy here, and I'm not particularly... Andy's not come across great here, but neither has he committed the crime of the century either. And a little bit of swearing, which is free speech, I'm not really bothered about that. Okay, DJ stood his ground and challenged him about the swearing because he'd rather he didn't do it, because it's better for his videos if it doesn't happen. However, Andy made it obvious. This is where the prejudice comes in. Andy made it obvious that he knew about auditing. Therefore, he must have known what the law was. He must have known that he didn't have a technical leg to stand on in terms of stopping DJ doing what he's doing legally. So he decided to try and stop him with his own personality, with his own demands. That is when prejudice was visible in this video. He prejudged the situation, didn't want it, didn't think that auditing was a legitimate thing to do, but he also made statements. Are you taking white powder? Are you on the dole? He even called the dole the rock and roll. Criticised DJ, tried to get a rise out of him to justify stopping him. And that is prejudice. Now,
when you do the ring of noise prejudice, I'll tell you what I do. I'll go to the butcher's, right, and I know before I even get there that I don't like steak and kidney pie. Right? I like a pork pie or a meat potato pie. Is that prejudice then or what?
This is Mike here. No, that's preference, which is a totally different thing. You're entitled to a preference of a type of pie, although they both sound disgusting from my point of view, but a pizza pie, that'd be better.
A pizza pie? That's not even a proper pie.
Now you're being prejudiced.
Well, I don't mean to be that's my preference, isn't it? You just said.
Well, I think we're getting further with the understanding, at least.
What can you do about prejudice? First and foremost, we have to recognise it in ourselves. Not preference, but prejudice. I would recommend, I'm nobody to tell you what to do. But at the same time, if you recognise prejudice in yourself like this, and, for example, that you can't bring yourself because you're annoyed by Diane Abbott, you find her annoying.
Georgia, actually, speaking of Diane Abbott, in the news over the last couple of weeks, there's been an absolutely top-class example of prejudice in the news itself with Diane Abbott.
Yes, that's right, the Diane Abbott story. That was big a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, well, what I do when I think she annoys me, I just think of yours. My friend calls her Diane Abacus. It makes me chuckle and I move on. I mean, Tory donor, self-made man, I mean, surely he's allowed to have a bit of a rumble, isn't he, now and again?
Well, it's funny you should mention the Diane Abbott story because I would say that illustrates this point very, very well, and it was a story that was in the public eye.
But if you can't find it within yourself to stand against the idea that somebody in a prominent position should be allowed to get away with saying that she should be shot, then you're letting a prejudice run riot. You're not checking it. You're not pulling it back.
Yeah.
And that is when you're adding to the negative culture that is in today's society. And you're letting these negative politicians that are in charge at the moment lead you down a path that you may not want to go down if you really think about it. I don't want to go down that path. And I recommend that we don't. We can do better than that. We've been better than that. And we can be better than that again.
smiling?